Welcome back to Indu Talks. My name is Tamara Dimashki and I'm going to be your host for the rest of the school year. Today I would like to welcome a very special and recurring guest. Say hi.
Hi.
Leah, it's Leah Ackle. Yes. She was here last semester and she recorded an episode with me about... what was it? It was work-life balance. I'm sorry, I didn't forget. I swear, I just had like a blank moment.
It's fine.
Wow, it's not starting well. Anyways, moving on. So today we're going to put her talents to use and talk about anything that has to do with interview strategy, CV, LinkedIn, and because Leah here is an she majors at McGill in organizational behavior, mm-hmm. which for people who don't know what that is, you want to explain in like HR,
yes.
right?
Yes, it's very similar to HR, human resources, but a bit different as well. It takes a more there's a bit more psychology in it as well. And it's a bit more general, kind of generalized, I guess.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the only reason I chose that instead of human resources is because I prefer the classes for it. But at the end of the day, I'm going to go into human resources.
Okay. Good to know.
Yes.
So, and she has experience in helping people like myself with interviews and CVs. Yes. And she helps her friends. She also helps...
First-year students. I also, I'm a peer advisor at McGill, so I help first-year students with job searching, interviews, CVs, and I've interviewed and CV screened myself.
Wow.
So I've been on both sides. I've been on all sides.
You really have. Honestly, you really have.
But at the kind of beginner-ish level. I'm sure there are potentially better people here, but as a mixture as a student and someone who's been on the employer side, I could kind of give advice. Yes,
I'm sure you can, and don't be modest. We're so proud. We're all so proud of you here. Anyway,
thank you.
So today I already said what we're gonna talk about.
Yes.
But I'm gonna refresh everyone's memory just in case. So do you have any advice for us? I know it's a bit difficult on a podcast because you know it's a bit strange, but she's gonna do her best. I'm not gonna.
Yes. So yes, usually, as you said, usually I'll look through someone's CV and give them advice. But I can tell you, the most, what most people do and what most advice I end up giving for sure.
Well, that's helpful, especially if there are a lot of first year lists. Listeners,
yes.
I think that could be very beneficial to them because at least for me, when I got into my first year is when I really started taking these things more seriously. And so I'm sure when I first started, I made a lot of mistakes and a lot of common mistakes. So anyway,
so
go ahead.
Yes. Okay. So, what I get a lot of is I have no experience.
Yeah.
So I get a lot of that. And I've been taught, as a peer advisor, I've also been taught that not just as a peer advisor, just in general, that you actually do have experience. But you just don't think that they're relevant. But actually, everything is relevant. There are some things called transferable skills. So... anything that you do, you can you gain skills from them and then you can transfer them. So I feel like I'm not explaining this.
No, you are. As an example, because it made me mm-hmm. think of something, I feel like in engineering and in mm-hmm. a lot of other fields,
yes.
something that you use a lot is SAP.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it's true that you'll learn one thing in one company and you might learn something completely different in another. But if you learn it for the first time, you still have some knowledge and you have I have the word in French. I don't have it in English right now, but I want it une base,
a base of whatever.
I don't know. I can't find the word right now, but you have those roots, that's not the word either, but you guys know what I mean. You have something instead of nothing. So it is something transferable if you're going into a, you know, similar company. Well, honestly, most companies use SAP today, but yeah. So I feel like that could be a transferable skill.
Yes, but it also could be, for example, let's say you've worked at Starbucks or you've worked at, I don't know, oh, I don't want to be promoting anything at all, but you've worked at like some coffee shop, some restaurant, or even like some, like at a store, okay, mm-hmm. clothing store, it could be. Perhaps you've gained customer service skills.
Yeah.
You know, people coming in with complaints. How did you deal with those complaints? And these are skills that you're going to need in more or less any job.
That's true.
You will always have someone complaining about something.
Always going to have that annoying person.
Exactly. Whether it is a client or an employee,
yeah.
like a colleague, someone's going to be complaining. So these are skills that you can try. Like, it's not because you haven't had any experience in that field that means you don't have any experience at all to put onto your CV. You have plenty. Even I had an advisor who once told me that you could add academic projects, and so like basically school
yeah.
group projects or even like individual projects.
That's,
and then add
yeah.
them. What have you learned? You know, what skills did you learn?
Honestly, that's really cool, because mm-hmm. I know that especially in industrial engineering you have a lot of group projects.
Yeah,
you know, like, I mean, I know that you have that in most majors, like I know that you specifically have a lot of group
yeah.
projects, but, and I don't know if it's the same in other engineering fields, so like please no one come at me, but I mm-hmm. I know like personally in Indu you do end up having a lot of projects and problem solving ones, so you know you can actually, like you said, and you can also put them on your LinkedIn because they have a section for that specifically.
Exactly. And speaking of LinkedIn,
it's important. Do it.
So I have something to say though. So obviously I get a lot of first year students. I know myself when I was a first year student, and I told this to a lot of like advisors at McGill, the last thing I thought of in my first year was finding a job. The first thing
yeah.
I was thinking about was, what classes am I supposed to take? How do I do this? It was really academic. My issues were like academic. I wasn't really thinking of like my CV and
yeah.
my LinkedIn.
Me neither. I started it, but I didn't really care that much.
I started it because they made me.
Honestly, but that's good.
It's
like
a good
in a
thing.
Way. In a
it's
way,
a good
like
thing.
In some ways it's good, and other ways it can be like, it feels like an extra responsibility.
Yes.
But
I mean, what I'm saying here is like, it's okay if you don't do it your first year.
Yeah, of
like,
course.
Sure, it's beneficial, but it's okay. However, the earlier you start, the better. And for LinkedIn, I would have to say though, do your LinkedIn as early as possible, because you're gonna gain a lot of connections if you start it early on. So by the
yeah.
time you graduate, you're gonna have, and also because you meet a lot of people, and it's really good to have those connections. And I remember thinking my first year, like, or like my first semester, like, oh, there were so many people I could have connected with on LinkedIn, and I didn't get that opportunity because I didn't have LinkedIn. So just having at least an account so you can make those connections, so that eventually you'll have this really big network, which is going to be like really beneficial.
Yeah, definitely. And also, if you can upload a picture as soon as you open it, that's really good, because it also shows people that you're active, which is what you want. Even if you're never on it, just at least have that picture. And something I wanted to mention, because I recently met with them, I don't know if you guys know this, but in case anyone who's listening doesn't, I think this can be really beneficial. We have kind of like career advisors in Concordia, and you can check out their website. You can book meetings with them, and they're super helpful. They can help you with anything from CVs, LinkedIn, to interviews if you need to prep for one, if you're looking for jobs. And something I recently found out, they're actually available up to a year after you graduate. So if anyone's graduating and, you know, they're still looking to get just that extra help, still available to you, it's still a service that's being offered, and they give you a lot of really good advice. We have a career fair that's coming up on the 21st, so, and it's online, so, you know, definitely go check that out if you're looking for internships or a job or whatever.
Yes, I second that. I personally also saw a career advisor, and it was super helpful.
Yeah.
Very, very worth it. And also, I think a big thing was, a lot of people are kind of embarrassed that they have nothing on their CV, or like, oh, I don't want them to judge me, or something like that. They won't.
They don't judge you. They really don't. Honestly, they're super nice.
Yes.
And I've met with more than one.
Yeah.
They're really nice. None of them judge you. They're very, like, supportive. And it's cool because they know a lot. And, like, you can ask your friends, you can ask your parents, but it's always good just to have that extra thing, and it's someone who does this professionally, so that the advice they give you is something extra, you know.
Yes.
Like you lose nothing by going, you know. It's free, it doesn't take long, you can do it on Zoom, you can do it face to face. Like, they're very, like, they, you know, they're very accommodating.
Yes. I even though I don't go to Concordia, I can I could say that that is the same for McGill. And there was something else I wanted to say, and I forgot, but it's fine.
It's so fine. It's so fine. We're going to move on. And if you remember, you just tell me. Well, you just say it.
Yeah. So yes, so go see. You can go see an advisor. It's I think it would be very helpful. But apart from that, mm-hmm. I guess other small pieces of advice,
yes,
I could give you, again, on CVs. What I did, because sometimes, no, I've been asked a lot as well, how do I know what skills employers would want?
Yeah.
My best advice is to, because depending on your job, the job you're looking for, the skills are going to be different.
Mm-hmm.
There are some common ones, sure, but, you know, it kind of differs. And my best advice is to go through a lot of job postings that you're looking for, go through a bunch of them, and then, you know, see the common skills that they're looking for between them. And those skills, make sure, like, write them down and make sure that you somehow incorporate them into your CV, or think of, well, obviously don't lie.
Yeah, don't.
Please don't lie.
Yeah, do, like, write stuff down that you actually know how to do, or something that you could learn until you're going for that job. Do you
exactly
know what I mean? Like, up until the interview, or up until you actually start the job, depending on the interview process. Because otherwise you're,
yes,
setting yourself up for failure.
Yeah, no. But also, like, even if you don't have a skill, write the skill down, because you can obviously
learn it.
But also, sometimes you might not realize that you have something related to that skill.
Yeah.
So it's good to write them down and then, like, try to incorporate that onto your CV. And also, something that I find very difficult to incorporate into even my CV is results. Like, it's a really important, not important, but it's good to, it's okay, a CV shouldn't just be the description of your job.
Yeah.
It should be, like, it's what you did, it's why or how you did it. And it's also, what results did that bring?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how was this beneficial to the company or to your group?
Yeah, like numbers.
Like that. Numbers,
yeah,
exactly.
That's, if you can, like, put those in, even if it's just an approximation.
Yes, without being
exaggerated. Don't lie.
Exactly.
Don't exaggerate it, but, like, you know,
yes,
it's good.
It's a good thing. I find it difficult to add results because sometimes I don't have the results. Sometimes I do projects and I don't actually see it's being finalized just because I've left by then, or, you know, like, sometimes I'm just not here for the final product. But if you even ask, like, oh, how much
time did I save? How many
exactly
people did I help with this?
How many, I don't know, clients did I bring in the end with, you know, this Instagram post? I don't know, I'm saying random stuff of things recently happening.
Yeah.
But yes. So, definitely.
Honestly,
something.
It's funny because everything you're saying mm-hmm. was told to me, like, last week by mm-hmm. the advisor.
Yeah.
So, like, she gives really good advice. Yeah, and the career advisor, both of them.
Yeah, I guess. Thanks.
Of course.
But so, yes. And then I think a final thing I would add for CVs,
mm-hmm.
which, this one is, like, I don't know if it might be less important. I'm still unsure of this, but I'm still going to mention it.
Okay.
There's a CV, what's it called? Template.
Yeah.
Right? I had to use, like, I didn't, they didn't, at McGill, at specifically in management, they didn't allow me to do anything except the template.
Yeah.
It was very strict on that. But what I'm saying is that there are specific templates because they're specific to some machines being able to read them.
To scan and
stuff. To scan and stuff like that. Because some, perhaps, big companies might use these, like, they get so many CVs.
Yeah.
They'll use these, whatever, machines to scan CVs. And some CVs aren't compatible
with that scanner.
Yes. Wow. So it doesn't actually read it. However, obviously, this is different for different careers or jobs. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, I think that, well, even in, it's different in different cultures. I know that, for example, in France, they want you to have this. Well, I think France because I have friends.
Like, she just has friends.
I have friends in France who basically say, like, they want your CV to be creative, different.
Interesting.
Yes, whereas here it's so bland.
You're right.
I hate it. But it's very structured. And you know what? As someone who perhaps has gone through a lot of CVs, sometimes I like the structure and sometimes I don't, obviously, but it's easier to find information sometimes.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because at my internship last summer, I was talking to someone who had come from France, actually. He lived there before coming here. And he showed me his CV and it was so nice and different. Like, it wasn't all over the place, you know, it was very well done, very professional, but it's just like, there were colors.
Yes, exactly.
You know, and it was like, it was nice. It was creative. It made me want to read it. Yeah. And he was like, I was impressed. And I was like, mine is so boring compared to it's just black and white.
But it's difference in cultures. It's also difference in jobs. So I'm sure a creative job might require a creative CV. You know?
Yeah.
So it differs. You have to check for your own positions, but also, you know, yes, exactly. And just, I don't know exactly the name of those. There are multiple templates, but they kind of like are very similar. Mm-hmm. I don't know exactly the names, but even if you look up like machine, CV templates compatible with machine.
You can find it easily.
Yeah, you'll find it.
Yeah. So. Okay, that's really good to know. And you can also ask career advisors if, I'm literally acting as if they're sponsoring us. They're not. I just think they're really helpful.
No, they are.
If you need advice, like, it's such an easy resource and they give you an appointment really quickly.
Exactly.
And it's something that you can really just get by, like, going on. It takes 2 seconds to book an appointment and they're not long, you know, it's not overbearing and everything. Mm-hmm. So I think, like, it's just so worth it. And it's, you know, if you need the help, it's like just, it's so easy.
The resource is available to you. I don't see why you wouldn't use it.
Yeah. No, I agree. I completely agree. Honestly, the only way I like thought to look up like career advising at Concordia was when you spoke to me about the person who helped you at McGill and you said it helped so much. And I was like, oh, maybe I should look into that. And that's how I ended up finding like all that. So in case there, you know, there's anyone who's just listening and who's thinking about it, do it.
exactly.
Yeah.
So I guess those were some of my advice for CVs.
Yeah.
I have, I don't know, maybe potential interview advice.
I think that would be very helpful for you know, for people just in general. I don't want to say students because who knows?
Yeah, that's true. For anyone here.
Anyone who's going to go in an interview.
So I think the one thing that almost everyone forgets to do in an interview is to give examples.
Mm.
I think this is the number one thing that you have to do that is expected from you, but that nobody actually does. So what I mean by that is that, for example, if you're just asked any question, it doesn't matter what it is, always back whatever you say by an example of something that you've done before. So I don't know, if they ask you...
Would you say you're an agreeable person, for example? with
that. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. There you go. So you some people will say, yes, I'm agreeable. And okay.
Prove it.
Exactly. Prove it. Prove that you're an agreeable person. For example, like, I don't know if agreeable is the right...
Yeah, I don't know. I just, honestly, the first thing that came to my mind was that. Don't ask me why.
I don't know.
Would you consider yourself to be a leader or something like that? I don't know.
Okay,
like,
sure. Would you consider yourself to be a leader?
I don't know. I'm freaking out now.
Or a common one is like, how do you deal with conflict? So for example, someone would answer, how do you deal with conflict? Oh, like, I don't know. I try to make sure that everyone's happy with their, like, with what we're about to do. Yes. If there's a conflict, then I'll try to resolve it. But okay. That doesn't tell me anything.
Yeah.
Prove it to me. Like, what have you done before that proves to me that that's what you actually do? Mm-hmm. Oh, for example, I've had a project. We disagreed with the course of action we're supposed to take, or we disagreed in opinions. And what I did was, I don't know, I spoke to everyone. And I realized that it was just a misunderstanding. I don't know, like, things like that. I'm just kind of inventing things right now. Please do not invent stories. But just, what I'm saying is to prep, when you're prepping for an interview, think of examples to back up all your skills.
Before you go in, you can even look up typical interview questions because there are always a few, you know, reoccurring ones.
And even on Glassdoor,
she was really excited about that. You should have seen, like, she laid back in her chair. Well, she laid back, she leaned back. I'm tired. And then she just came back to life.
On Glassdoor sometimes, you'll have people giving you questions that they had been asked.
Interesting.
So, and I remember for the my last job, I looked up on Glassdoor, and one of the questions was there.
Insane.
So I was prepared.
Honestly,
for that one question.
Like, it's always good, because once you've seen, like, a few reoccurring questions, you're kind of gonna start getting the hang of thinking of examples quickly-ish. Yeah. So even if you're in the interview and they ask you a question you've never heard before, like, it's not going to be as difficult had you not prepped a little bit earlier.
Exactly.
You know? Even if they're different questions, you still have, like, a bunch of examples in your head that I'm sure you can use for different situations.
Absolutely. Exactly. And I had, again, something else I wanted to say and I forgot. Oh, I know what I wanted to say. I was like, what was it?
She was struggling.
To kind of move, because we've kept saying that you shouldn't lie. And I guess I want to give you an example of perhaps why.
Yeah.
Someone, let's say, who says that they speak French. But
that
they don't.
Never ends well.
But they don't actually speak French. Or they, like, maybe no Duolingo level of French.
Listen.
Because
don't come for Duolingo.
No. That's so true. I actually love, especially the TikTok account.
TikTok account is so good.
I know.
Did you see their post on Valentine's Day?
No.
So funny. Okay. Anyways.
Yes. So if I was a recruiter, actually I've done this with English. Yeah. Some people who said they spoke English, like, the interview's in French, and then if they said they spoke English, I will ask them a question in English, and they have to answer me in English.
Wow.
And if they don't know how to answer it, then they don't. I'm so sorry. Like, sometimes they're super simple questions.
Mm-hmm.
Like, truly, I just want to know if you are able to understand my question, and you're able to kind of get it. Like, you might not be the best, but you're able to get the hang of it. Like, that's fine. But we will ask. And it's the same thing for even Excel skills.
But it's fair. Like, if you say that you're able to do it, then, you know, you can't really get mad, or, like, if they ask you about it, or they ask you, like, specific things, because you said you could do it.
Yes, exactly.
And anyway, you know, you can also say, like, listen, I speak, let's say, English or Spanish or whatever. You can say, like, I speak it, but I'm not... So you can say what level
you are at. I think you should say what level.
Definitely, but you have it on LinkedIn, you know, like, and they explain, like, each level. There's bilingual, like, native speaker.
Yes.
And you could just say, like, I just know basic stuff.
Oh, absolutely. And actually, for most skills like that, like language or computer skills, it's actually advised to put what level you're at on your CV.
That makes sense.
Because, like, someone who says skills, Microsoft Office or whatever, Excel,
yeah,
doesn't say anything to me. Even though I've done this in the past, I'm not gonna lie.
I think these are very, like, what we're talking about now, they're very common things that both of us have done.
Yes,
like, let's
yes,
be
of
real.
Of course, of course.
You know, so it's, like, no shame if you're doing that. Like, we've all been there. That's yeah. why we're telling you, like, reach out,
yeah.
have someone who's more advanced than you take a look mm-hmm. at your CV, at your LinkedIn, and
yeah.
just talk to you in general to see, like, who you are, what skills you have, because there's a lot that, like you said, Leah, you said you can have skills that you didn't even think of putting down on your CV.
Exactly.
Someone who's, you know, like, what's the word I'm looking for? Who's more, like...
Advanced?
I don't know if it's advanced, but
what's the sentence?
Someone who, like, knows a bit more than you do could help you see these things.
Oh, yes. Wait, I don't know if this is what you're talking about, but sometimes, I have mm-hmm. no clue.
It's so fun.
But sometimes if you make your friends, if you and your friends, for example, like go through each other's CVs, I could, for example, tomorrow, like I can, if you give me your CV, okay, or if I give you my CV,
yeah.
you'll be like, oh, but what about that one thing you did before?
That's true.
So like just helping like each other out, like you know things that
yeah.
I've done that I might have forgotten about. So I think it's beneficial to do this kind of exercise with your friends.
100%, especially friends that you've had for a long time,
yes.
just because like they know more, they've been there for more of these projects. But
yes.
you can also do it with new friends, it's not a problem.
Yes, like,
any
of
type
course.
Of friends.
Any
friends
anyone.
Are fun.
Anyone. We're desperate here. No. But exactly. So and also, you know, it's I forgot.
Yeah, you're
I just keep forgetting things
you
today.
Need more
I'm so
coffee.
Sorry. I do. I really do.
Don't tell Liam though, because it's past. I don't know what time, and he's gonna tell you that you're not gonna be able to sleep.
And if you didn't understand that, that means you did not
listen to the podcast episode
exactly.
with Liam about sleep. So go do that because it's really good.
There you go.
And Leah has listened to it.
Exactly. I'm a fan.
Honestly,
I'm a fan
she's
of the podcast.
The number one fan, I think.
Okay. Well
only. Like at least of the people in my that's actually not true. My mom, I think, might
Your
be the number one
fan. Podcast.
She does. I send her the
that's
link
so
every week.
Cute.
Every two
that
weeks.
Is so cute.
Mm-hmm.
No, yeah, I do listen. I do listen. I am
a supporter.
Loyal.
She is loyal.
I guess. Wow. Yes.
We love that. We love the little where did that come from? It's just an elastic that just fell out
of
nowhere.
My hair.
Oh,
yeah.
It was in your hair?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I didn't even see that.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have interview questions.
Yeah.
And I see on your little notepads. She has a note. She is professional, I told you. She has a notepad.
Clearly, I've been forgetting a lot of things, so I'm trying to, like, every time
you
write
think
down,
of something.
I'm writing it down next to me, but clearly that's not working very well.
Honestly, I see her sometimes, like, I'm talking and she'll just get an idea. She's like, and she'll just write it down really quickly on her notepad.
Yeah. So you see it on my, so what do you see on my notepads?
I see LinkedIn.
Mm-hmm. LinkedIn, I mean, we kind of spoke a bit LinkedIn, but I think the one thing I had written down was to not be afraid to connect with people.
Be shameless.
Yes.
And I don't, like, quite honestly, when it comes to things, be shameless. Don't be like, you know, like there's a line, I feel, like not to cross there, but be shameless. I mean, just in general for like...
Oh, yeah. I mean, just keep the state professional.
C'est ça. That, exactly. I switched to... My bad.
So also in terms of like making connections and a lot... Again, this is good advice here I'm about to give you. But sometimes, I don't know if this is the same in engineering.
That's okay.
Sometimes you'll have guest speakers. That's not the case for engineering.
No, it is. Sometimes they bring people.
Well, okay.
Or, I think, like, they've done this in a few of my classes. I don't think it happens as often as you, or maybe
yeah.
I'm just not in, like, high enough classes. I don't know. But I don't think it does.
It doesn't matter
yeah.
whether you're at an event. Or there's a guest speaker.
Or you're networking, or you're at a career fair that's happening on the Is it the 21st of February? Yes.
Sometime in this month.
Yes, definitely.
Well, I think it's actually quite rare for people to go up and ask if they could connect on LinkedIn. And I think you should do that. Mm-hmm. Actually, ever since I've gotten LinkedIn, every time there was a guest speaker, I would ask if it would be okay if I could connect with them on LinkedIn. And sometimes even wouldn't even ask. I would just connect, but say, oh, I was in class today when you were a guest speaker. I really enjoyed what you said about blah, blah, blah. You know, a little short message that they know that, like, where you're coming from. And also, say something why you liked them. You know, be different.
Yeah, honestly, that personal. Was one of the things that I was told last week. She was mm-hmm. like, when you go to do these things, anytime you connect with anyone that you met there, write a note. And she was like, because it also helps them remember you. Exactly. So if ever they want to, like, they're looking for someone for a future job, they're going to see it in the history or something exactly. like that. So you're going to stand out, like you said. So it's important, and like, take the time to do it.
Yes.
So also, I agree.
Huge thing. And I am so, I'm so annoyed I didn't know this before. But because recruiters have like this other type of, well, they have this kind of add-on on LinkedIn. And so they see maybe more information, or the way they can filter to find people is different. And what they can filter out is how responsive you are on LinkedIn.
Wow.
So do you respond to messages often? Like how quick and things like that. So my advice is respond to your like messages, because a lot of the times you'll have in mail or just like random people sending you messages. Yeah. I don't know about you, but I get messages like, oh, we have this, that.
Oh, or, me too.
Or just like random things. I have a bad habit of ignoring when I can tell that it's kind of this message that they send it to everyone and it's not personalized and it's not specific to me. So I tend to ignore these. But actually, my advice is just to reply. Thank you, but I'm not interested. Just reply anything.
Oh, okay.
Because that does matter.
I didn't know that.
Yep.
Interesting.
Being on the recruiter side, I do know that now.
Lovely. We're getting all the tips and tricks here,
I know.
Guys.
I am really giving you my all here.
I swear, I see that. Thank you, I appreciate it.
Yes, yes. But, I mean, that was more or less at least the advice I can think of right now off the top of my head.
Thank you, I appreciate it. I honestly think there were a lot of good points, and I hope that I hope that people who need it and who don't, who might need it one day, mm-hmm. are listening and are, you know, keeping that in mind.
Yes.
For when they're gonna need it.
Yes.
I
just remembered it.
You remembered it, Evan? Go for it.
Again, on LinkedIn, you can personalize the link. Your link, like, okay.
Yeah.
You know how when you're sending someone's profile, like, there's a link mm-hmm. to that? Like, there's a link for everyone's profile?
Yeah, like when you're gonna go Google search something in the search bar.
Yes.
There's a link that you can like copy paste it.
Exactly. Even like, yeah, whatever. So you can personalize your link. So you'll be given this random, like, it's like your name and then like 1,000
numbers.
Different random numbers and like characters or whatever.
You
can get rid of those. So it looks super clean when you put it on your CV, for example, your LinkedIn link.
Exactly.
Super clean.
And I can hear the frustration in your voice that you didn't know this early.
Yes, because... Well, the thing is, my name and family name is common. Mm-hmm. So someone has already taken it just that.
Yeah.
But I had to put like a number next to it. It's just one number. It's not like a big deal.
I get
deal.
It though.
And I have that problem with my email, by the way. It's really annoying.
That's quite sad.
It's super annoying. Who took my name? Anyway.
We're going to have a talk with your parents after that.
Just you can customize your link. It looks super clean.
It looks clean. It looks even professional. You know. It looks. Do it if you can.
Exactly.
Do it. Well, you can. Everyone can do that. It's not like you need a premium account or whatever. Thank you for coming today and
thank you for having me
and for telling us all the tips and tricks and the little secrets. We all appreciate it. And thank you guys for listening. I hope this was helpful. And I'll see you guys soon.
Yes, thank you for having me.
My pleasure.